Hey, Rahm Emanuel is proposing this. He wants a boatload of new taxes, but he also wants to up the smoking age in Chicago from 18 to 21. Now, you think that's probably a pretty good public health issue, right?
Sounds okay, I guess, on its face, right? 21, maybe. Better than 18?
Except, do we really need, in the city of Chicago, more law enforcement? Where, I mean, I'm worried about people shooting each other, right?
Well, that's true.
As opposed to something else, Jason Urban is an alderman right here in Chicago, and he knows what I'm talking about, representing Garfield, Lawndale, Little Italy, Pilsen, Tri-Taylor, that whole area where there's you know, you are, it's a fascinating, this particularly, alderman, hits your area because you got a bunch of small businesses that are now having to figure out what the compliances are going to be. They also have to figure out how they're going to keep their business. People who are going to go buy cigarettes from, and when they go in, they buy cigarettes from them. They go buy other stuff from leaving town to do this because the taxes are going to be so high. And if I am not mistaken, they got to figure out how to, if they call the cops if a 19-year-old wants to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, who wants to deal with that?
The hell's that about?
It's definitely a complicated mix of issues that are being proposed. The primary reason that I'm not in support of this is because of the law enforcement issues and the fact that this tax policy has created a black market that we have to deal with in many communities across the city of Chicago.
Now, that's really interesting because let me ask you this. Now, you're on the ground, so you can tell me. I don't smoke, but a pack of cigarettes, if you go to buy it at a store now, given all of the taxes and everything in the city of Chicago, how much is it? Do you know?
My understanding, $12 to $13 a pack.
Wow.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Wow. that's going to get you to quit. All right, now, $12 to $13 bucks a pack. That's 20 cigarettes, right? Isn't that what that is?
Cigarettes, that's correct.
Yeah, so that's I would do the math for you, but I can't. So that's like 60
the other
cents.
Side of this, if you just go across State Line Road in Indiana, that same pack of cigarettes will cost you $6 or $7. If you're really ingenious and you drive down to Missouri, that same pack will cost you $3 or $4. So if you can go buy a $3 pack of cigarettes and come up to Chicago and sell that for $8 to $10, that's a pretty good markup on your money.
Right. So that's what people are doing. They're basically bootlegging cigarettes, right?
Essentially, it is a part of a illicit trade that bootlegging is something similar that you heard back in the Prohibition area. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening on the streets of the city of Chicago.
Do you think it'll have any health impact? Because that's what the mayor is saying, that this is going to be good for it's their health purposes.
Well, there's no question that smoking rates are down, but that's not just in Chicago. That's a national trend that smoking rates are down. However, when you start dealing with the young African American and Latinos, those same numbers don't hold. So again, this is a policy that while it may have a positive impact on one group of people, it has crazy consequences on another group of people, not outside the health consequences, but the actual living conditions and quality of life that some communities face because of this.
Well, but smoking, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and practically you're right, but ultimately there's people going to say, well, then they should stop smoking. You know, it's like, it is weird when you get panhandled by a guy who's smoking, because you know that's an expensive habit right now in Chicago,
think about this, though. Instead of a pack of cigarettes being $7 or $8, let's just use that. That's probably what they were maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're actually creating a situation where it's more easier to access a single cigarette at a lower price than a pack of cigarettes at a higher price. So that's why you're seeing this inverse effect, because if I can buy the same thing for a dollar to get myself going and I continue to buy it at a dollar opposed to buying it for $6 or $7, that's actually a greater deterrent buying it at $7 versus buying it at $1.
Yeah.
But that's what's happening on the streets of in most of our communities on the south and west sides.
And let's be honest here. I mean, with all the stuff that the Chicago Police Department has to go do.
Can you imagine being called a 20-year-old buying a cigarette, pack of cigarettes?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and I know it's a ticket, though, isn't it, in the city?
Well, under the proposal, proposed legislation, anyone selling these cigarettes outside of their original container would actually be subject to 6 months in jail and up to a $10,000 fine.
Oh, yeah.
And what was described to say, hey, we're going to use some other people to enforce this, which means that those individuals are going to be pulled off of dealing with the, you know, the drug sales and the violence that are plaguing the streets in some of these communities. And so if I've got to make a decision and we're going to deal with the cigarettes or deal with the violence, then, you know, that's not a very hard call to make. And we don't want to see resources pulled away from dealing with the core problems that are affecting our residents to go after this after a policy that we created the problem. So that's why I have some challenges with this particular piece of legislation.
Yeah. I also thought there was a movement to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of even marijuana, right? And so now you're going to try to criminalize a person of a certain
cigarette.
Age with a small amount of cigarettes.
A small amount of tobacco.
You go to jail, you do not. I'm just confused.
Well, I think it kind of comes back down to the who you're talking about. The most of individuals who were caught with small amounts of marijuana, cannabis, weren't folks living in Garfield Park and Pilsen and in Roseland. Those folks were living in Rogers Park and Mount Greenwood. So, again, you have to look at the policy and who is it impacting. So, like you say, you decriminalize the sale of marijuana, the possession of marijuana, but you criminalize the possession and sale of a single cigarette. And the policy implication is horrific on those individuals who just may be doing something because they don't have the necessary resources to take care of themselves. And again, this is a situation that we created with tax policy.
All right, Alderman. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right, Alderman Jason Irvin. I'm not going to stand up for smoking. That's a stupid thing to do. Smoking is an idiotic pastime. And now, incredibly expensive. People should, if you're smoking, you should quit.
We have the highest taxes in the nation right here in Chicago.
But if you're $12-13 a pack, right. I mean, it just, and I know, but the problem is that those who smoke, and, you know, I got a lot of friends who've been addicted to everything I know that you could possibly imagine. And I have one friend who was addicted to drugs and alcohol and cigarettes. And he went into rehab, like, 25 years ago,
okay,
got off everything. He said the hardest thing to get off was cigarettes.
I was just talking to a friend of mine over the weekend who said she didn't want to go to this one bar because for some reason they're still allowed to smoke in this bar, even though there's a city ordinance prohibiting it. And she said that because she's quit smoking, when she goes in there, just smelling it makes her she can't even smell it without, it's that addictive for her.
Yeah. Although I got to tell you that was the when all the restaurant and bar owners here were all upset about going smoke free.
Yeah, they thought it would really kill Bill's business.
Yeah, that's okay. It's worked out.
I don't like the smell in my hair. I can't stand going to
It's so much better for the consumer too.
Yeah,
and fewer people you see smoking, but it doesn't matter. You got to stop it, and then to tax it to death, and then create, and then try to put people in jail for trafficking in cigarettes. I mean, come on. Come on!
It doesn't like a sort of a misplaced use of resources.
Yes,
we got bigger problems.
Violetta Podermedic stands.